Good morning, and we thank you for joining us today. And we're going to continue on in our series entitled Knowing and Seeing the Lord. Our keynote scripture for this series the Lord has given us is John 14:21. It says, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him." This is Jesus telling us how we will know we love him. If we love him, Jesus said we'll keep his commandments, we'll keep his word, honor his word, obey his word, and do the word. Let me read this in the Amplified, John 14:21. In the Amplified, says, "The person who has my commands and keeps them is the one who really loves me, and whoever really loves me will be loved by my Father," Jesus said, "and I too will love him and will show, reveal, manifest myself to him. I will let myself be clearly seen by him," and I like this, "and make myself real to him." The Lord revealed himself to me many, many years ago when we first got born again. And I had an experience with the Lord, and he revealed to me and manifested himself to me through the power of his Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, and revealed how real he was, how awesome he was. But he manifested his love to me, set me free, delivered me, moved things out of my life that was hindering me from seeing and believing his word. So today's message, we're going to be talking about believing is seeing. Believing is seeing. See, the world has it totally opposite. The world wants to see and then they'll believe. In other words, they want you to prove that God exists. They want to see something. They want to know if there's a God. They want him to reveal himself. That's not the way God operates. We believe first, and then we see. It's not enough to say that I know God. That's not enough. James 2:19 says it this way. The devils believe there is a God, and they tremble. But they do not love him. How do I know they don't love him? Because the devil didn't keep God's word. Lucifer didn't keep the word God gave him. He wasn't satisfied with what the Lord gave him. He wanted what he gave his man, the earth. He wanted that domain. And because of that pride, because of the devil deceiving mankind, Lucifer fell from his first estate. Let's go to the book of John as we talk about the message today about believing is seeing. Let's look in John chapter 5, verses 1 through 23. This is a story that Jesus tells about a man that was healed at the pool of Bethesda. John 5, verses 1 through 23. "After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in the Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these porches lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made whole, well, of whatever disease he or she had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. Suffering from this infirmity. When Jesus saw him," say Saul, "lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, Jesus said to him, 'Do you want to be made well?' The sick man answered and said, 'Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I'm coming, another one steps down before me.' Jesus said to him, 'Rise, take up your bed, and walk.' And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed, and walked, and that day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him, the man that was cured, It is the Sabbath, and it's not lawful for you to carry your bed. But the man answered, He who made me well said, Take up your bed. And they asked him, Well, who is this man that said, Take up your bed? See, what's the problem here? They're arguing about the bed. This man just had a notable miracle happen to him, and the religious people are upset because it's a Sabbath day and are in an argument over the bed. But the man said, The one who has healed me, I do not know who it was. For Jesus, after he had healed the man, withdrew himself from the multitude. Verse 14, Afterward Jesus found the man in the temple and said to him, See, you have been made well. Go, sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. The man departed and told the Jews it was Jesus who had made him well. Verse 16, For this reason the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, My Father has been working until now, and I have been working. Therefore the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then Jesus answered and said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son, and shows him all things that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father. We can see here the same thing that's happening, that happened in Jesus' day, is happening in our day. There was a notable miracle done here, and you think everybody would have been excited and happy and praising and shouting to the Lord. But were they? If we read verse 16 and 17, it says, For this reason the Jews persecuted Jesus, and they sought to kill him, because he'd done these things on the Sabbath day. And Jesus answered and said, My Father has been working until now, and I've been working. Therefore the Jews even sought all the more to kill him, because now he claimed that his Father was God. I tell you, brothers, you can go to church all your life and not know the Lord. There's people in churches all around the world that have been going to church all their life and do not see Jesus, because they don't believe what the pastor is saying, what the Word is saying, what Jesus has said. You don't get to heaven just because you join a church. You don't get to heaven just because you've been baptized in water, or because your grandma or grandpa was a deacon in the church. How do we get to heaven? What did Jesus tell Nicodemus in John chapter 3? He told Nicodemus, man cannot even see the kingdom of God unless he be born again. Jesus said, you must be born again. That means to be born from above. So how do we know we're born again? Well, you say, Pastor, we need to get born again. Well, how do you know you're born again? Jesus said, you'll know them, my disciples. You will know my disciples by the love. You will love the brethren. 1 John 4:7 tells us. So don't get upset. Not everyone, once you get born again and you're in the kingdom of God, now you find out that God's got something. He's got some work for you to do. He wants you to go out here and minister to the lost, to the sick, those that are hurting, that need help. But not everyone is going to receive your witness. Why? Because believing is a choice. And if they choose not to believe him, Jesus, then God will choose not to reveal himself to them. For if you read Isaiah 45:15, it says that God is a God that hides himself. But praise the Lord, he's also a God that reveals himself. Who does he hide himself from? Those that run away from him, that choose not to believe the words of Jesus. And if you've been born again and you're sharing a witness, not everybody's going to believe, because they have to choose to believe. But all those that choose to believe, that come to Jesus, he said, I will in no wise cast you out. He will manifest. He will reveal himself to you and make himself real to you. You can experience him in a supernatural way. And brothers and sisters, it's not our job to prove to the world that God exists. Because you're going to have all kinds of people say, well, if God is real, why doesn't he show himself to me? If God is real, why doesn't he make, just like the devil said, turn this rock into bread if you're hungry? Jesus didn't do what the devil said to do. He did what God showed him to do. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's how you're going to live. That's how you're going to prosper. The same people that say, well, if God is real, why doesn't he reveal himself to me? Well, why should the created say to the creator? You know, they're standing on the ground that he created, which is his dirt. It was given to him. It was given to mankind, created for mankind, for his benefit, to be a blessing. So don't think you've got to prove to the world that the Lord exists. We're not called to prove to them that God exists. We're called to be a witness to the truth of what we have seen and what we have heard and what the Lord has done for us. Then it's up to that person to choose. Hey, they're either going to believe or they're going to not believe. That is the question. And if and when they believe, God will then manifest and show himself and reveal himself to them, and they will experience the love and the power of the Holy Ghost in their life. Let me remind you of a scripture, Matthew 13. Let's go to Matthew 13. The words of Jesus, Matthew 13, verses 10 through 14. Jesus says the same thing here in Matthew. His disciples asked him, verse 10, Lord, they came to him and said, why do you speak to those in parables? And Jesus answered and said to them, because it's been given to you, my disciples, it's been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them, those that are without, it has not been given. For whoever has what? For has ears to hear, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have ears to hear, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled. In this same. Friends, this happening throughout churches in the United States, in the world, this is going on in churches. But not in this church. We're going to be the church that makes a difference. Amen. One of the churches. We're not the only church, but I'm believing we're going to see and operate in things that God has for us in these last days. Amen. That the world's going to see Jesus. Amen. That we're going to see miracles in the church and outside the church because we're going to see Jesus. Let me ask you a question. Don't everybody raise their hand when I ask this question now. Could Jesus heal anybody he wanted to? Okay, got some nods, and I'm not going to say who's nodding which way. Terry talked about the sovereignty of God. Could Jesus heal anybody he wanted to? Let's go to John 15, 16 through 20. Back to where we were. And this is the word. This is not my opinion, but this is going to help us. It's helping me. And then I'll try to speed up a little bit. I'm almost at the end of my paper. John 5, we were just there, verses 16 through 20 is what we're going to focus on. Asking the question, could Jesus heal anybody he wanted to? Verses 16 through 20. For this reason the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him because he had done this miracle on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered, the Son of God, my Father has been working unto now, and I have been working. Therefore the Jews sought all the more to kill him. Not only did he say, I did this miracle, but also, and we're in John 5, verses 18, but also, I'm equal with God.
And because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also said God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Jesus just added a little bit of fire to their fire. Not only did I do the miracle because I got to do the works, my Father, God, told me to do this work. So you're saying you're equal with God? Jesus is. Then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly, this is a truth for a truth, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself. So can Jesus heal anybody he wanted to? Rethink the question. God is all sovereign, all powerful, all knowing. But Jesus is God. Let me finish this before I make the point. I say to you, the Son, Jesus speaking, can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, for whatever the Father does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does. Remember, Jesus talked about it's not me that does the works, but the Father in me, he does the works. And he will show him. The Father's going to show Jesus greater works than these, that you may marvel. We want to see greater things happening, and greater things are going to happen when we get in line and hear exactly what God wants us to pray and how to pray and how to operate in the services. We want to know him like Jesus knew him. And we can, because we have his Spirit. Jesus did not operate as God in the earth. Remember, he was born of a virgin. He received a flesh body. He laid aside his deity and became a man and became subject to all the temptations of this man. And he did no mighty work. He did his first miracle when he was 30 years old at the wedding feast of Cana. Jesus did not operate as God in the earth, but as a man anointed by the Holy Spirit. And he only did, just what we just read, what the Father showed him, what his Father showed him to do. Now, this is good news for us. This is awesome news for us, for the church of Jesus Christ. Because if Jesus had operated as God, what he told us to do, the Great Commission, Matthew 28, said, go into all the world, preach the gospel, lay hands on the sick, cast out devils, speak with other tongues. If he had did this as God, we couldn't do it, because we're not God. There's only one God, manifested in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But because Jesus laid aside his glory, became a man, became flesh, and operated not of his own will, but of the will of him who sent me, his Father. Because Jesus did that, we, when he left, he said, I'm not going to leave you orphans. I'm not going to leave you helpless. I'm going to send you another comforter, just like me. People ask what God looks like, say they look just like me. Except you got a little bit more hair. No, you've been created in the image of God. And once you get born again, you are created in his image and in his likeness. We're in the family. So if God, they want to see what God looks like, say, look at me. Stick around. Come and see. Jesus said, come and see. Come and see. Come stick around. Come to church. Come visit our church. Come and see. Yeah, I have my days up and down every now and again, but Jesus is still on the inside of me. And he helps me through my infirmities, through my weaknesses. And that ain't sickness and diseases. That's persecution, trials, things I don't understand. He helps me if I'll ask him, because he is a God that hides himself. If you want to do it all your own, if I want to come up here and preach just what I want to preach, he'd say, go ahead. They'll be turning around and leaving for long, because I can only give you so much and then I'm going to run out. But see, God never runs out. He's never empty. And he knows exactly what you need. So as long as I'm relying on him, Lord, I can't do this on my own. I need help. Then he's going to give each one of us what we need. Amen, to succeed in this life. This is what's happening here. So to answer the question, could Jesus heal anybody he wanted to, anytime he wanted to? According to John 5, 16 through 20, he couldn't. He only did what the Father showed him. Now, it is the Father's will that none perish. Amen. But there's some perishing. It's not God's will. It's their choice. Yes. I set before you life and death, blessing, cursing. You choose. Yes. God's not going to make the choice and sentence you to hell because He wants to send you there? No, it's your choice. Jesus entered the world. Some received him, some didn't, because they loved darkness better than the light. Did Jesus say, oh, Lord, they don't love me. I'm going to go sit in the house and pray all day. No, he kept walking, because there's some that would receive. There's some that would believe. And for the ones that would receive him, that's what he was sent. He said, I'm not sent to save those that are righteous. I'm sent to save the lost that are looking for me. And to them, they were found. And they, Jesus manifested. He come and sat down. He came in the house of sinners and sat down and shared the gospel. And that's what'll take sin out of people's life, is go sit down with them and tell them how much Jesus loves you, not how much you are an old sinner. Jesus loves you. And he's there for you. He's for you. He's not against you. He's here. Are you seeing that? Believing is seeing. We go back. I just want to take you back just a little bit through that story. When Jesus came to the pool, to the sheep gate, it says there were many, many, many sick folk there. It'd be like turtles around a pond. They all sitting on the stump, drying themselves off. They're waiting for the moving of the water, for that angel to come back. All these sick folk. You could smell the disease. You could see disease. Picture yourself being there. And then when that angel would come, and it did come at one time, it came and it stirred the water. They're like turtles jumping in the pond. Boop, 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 boop. Somebody's trying to get into the water and get healed. But all the turtles can't get in there. All them people can't get in. But whoever got in the first time was completely made whole. But they're waiting on something they've seen before. Well, this is, they don't do it. We can't do that at our church. That ain't how God works at our church. Be expecting something different. Amen? Don't expect to come in here next Sunday and for me to preach the same message the same way. See, because God's going to do something different. He's not a God that just does things the same way. He'd be pretty boring if he did everything the same way, wouldn't he? Ashley Lewis is going to be up here next Sunday, because we're going to be at Pastor Jim's church. So you're definitely going to see somebody different here next Sunday. But see, that's okay. Lewis has the Spirit of God on the inside of him. God's got something specifically there for next week. But when Jesus went came to this pool, there was a lot of sick folks sitting there. But where did he go? He went to one. How? Why? He saw this man. Not only did he see this particular man, he heard what the Father said. Will thou be made whole? That's the question. That's what the Father said to Jesus. Go to this man right there, Jesus. See him. He's right there. Yeah, I see him, Father. He's not speaking through these ears. He's speaking to Jesus' heart. Now, Jesus, I'm sure he saw visions. He had open visions, but not all the time. Because he operated as a man, so we can operate the same way. You're not going to walk around and just waiting on God to see a vision. No, listen to your heart. What's God? This is how we're going to learn to see and do things by the Spirit, is listen to our heart. And as we do that, there might be 30 people there, but there's one that's believing. There's one that's got a little bit of faith right there. That's the one you've got to go to. And just be listening. Just be quiet. And you might not even think about, you might be going to the grocery store and all of a sudden you hear something. You ain't planned to do nothing, but then be obedient. If you'll be obedient to that, somebody will receive a miracle. Somebody's getting ready to receive a miracle through you. See, Jesus saw himself go to this man. See, God works with you. He doesn't overpower you. See, this is a hard time sometimes for people to speak in tongues. They think God's going to do the speaking. No, you do the speaking. The Holy Spirit inspires it. See, this is what the Father showed Jesus. Jesus is this man right here. Jesus saw himself going to this man. And then he heard himself saying these words that the Father said. Just say this, Jesus. Will thou be made whole? What was his reply? The sick man answered, I have no man. He's been waiting 38 years. I have no man, Lord, to put me into the pool when the water is stirred. See, the man's focused on the water, the angel. God's going to do it different. Jesus is here. It's a new covenant. Jesus is walking on the earth. He's not sending angels anymore. He's sending you, and he's going to send me. Amen? This was before Jesus was resurrected. God was working through angels to heal people, sending his word. Angels are there to minister the word, to send forth the word that God says do. If he says go stir the water, somebody got healed, that's what they were doing. Well, Jesus is greater than the angels. Amen, because he's anointed by his Father. But while I'm coming, another one steps down. What did he say, Reed? He said, rise. take up your man and walk. Man has got nothing for you, but God does. My father said, rise, take up your bed and walk. And he didn't argue no more. Because when Jesus said that, exactly what the Father told him to say, the power was released and the power was received. There was one person there that didn't understand all about this angel moving the water. He just knew that he had to be the first one to get in the pool. Well, God showed Jesus, this is the man today that's going to be healed. And he's not going to have to go to the pool. He's going to come to me. Amen? And he received a miracle, was made whole. And here's another key. Don't you take the glory when God uses you. What did Jesus do? He was sent on a mission right there to that pool, to those five porches of that one man, and then Jesus left. He left. He didn't. That's God's glory. What he experienced, that's all God's glory. And Jesus left. He didn't want to make himself of no reputation. See, a lot of people, a lot of ministers want to say, now we're going to start a healing revival because the Spirit moved. The moving of the waters revival. See, that's bringing glory to man. See, he said, no man, Lord, can help me. We're not going to do it. Jesus didn't do it as a man. He did it as the Son of Man anointed by God. And then he humbled himself. Amen? And that's the key to miracles. It's not you. It's Christ in you, working through you. And then God gets all the glory. When people say, hey, man, did you fast and pray for 40 days? Nothing wrong with fasting and praying. No, God chose me to minister his word to this particular person in this particular way today, and God gets all the glory. I didn't pray it through. I mean, praying's good, I'm just saying, but what you're doing, you're not trying to move God. You're trying to get in tune to hear what God's already wanting to do. Because, see, he's already poured his Spirit out. So now, we're getting ready to go into some. The Bible talks about deep calls to deep. And before the pews are filled up, we're going to learn some things. We're going to be able to see some things because there's going to be some other people that's going to come in here that need to receive some things from the Lord. Amen? And we're going to be operating in that attitude of faith. And when it happens, we're not going to marvel. We're going to give praise and glory to God. We saw it all the time. But what you ask, he will do. And he will show. That's why Jesus had that 100% cure rate. Amen? See, that's why people will ask you, and you'll hear this in churches that believe and operate in the gifts of the Spirit, believe the Word of God. Well, why ain't you going and clearing everybody out in the hospital since you can heal everybody? Say, I can't heal nobody. But see, that's why you just can't get... Jesus didn't do it. Jesus didn't go to all the hospitals in Jerusalem. He went to wherever God led him to go because people are in different levels of faith. Some are believing, some are not believing. And God can only go to those that are seeking him, that are wanting him, because he is a God that chooses to hide himself or reveal himself. If you choose you don't want him in your life, he'll respect your will and stay completely out of your life. But all you've got to do is say, Lord, repent. Lord, I repent. I need you. The word is near you. It's right there. He hasn't gone. He's not off and on his planet. He's right here through the power of the Holy Spirit right here. At the last, somebody maybe served God all their life. And then you might have somebody that never served God all their life end up on their deathbed. But finally say, Lord, I was wrong. I repent. First shall be last. Last shall be first. He's on his way to heaven. Yeah, he wasted his whole life or her whole life while they were here on the earth, but at least they were smart enough to admit and submit that there is a God and he loves me. Call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. Amen. I'm believing you're seeing. We're going to see some greater things. Amen.